guessing it would smell good.
Noise.
I don't know. I kind of think of like New Jersey or something.
It looks fun because it's just like everywhere.
You want us to just see
lines and stuff.
More than just something.
And color.
That he wanted us to see.
I feel nearer and more of a part of the painting. This way I can walk around it, work from all four sides, and be in the painting.
I'm Mark Munger, and this is Music for Pollock, an ongoing series of musical explorations into Jackson Pollock's mural. Ghost Cat, an indie punk band with jazz influences, leads our way. Later, we will hear their composition and summation of the process, but we begin at the Sioux City Art Center, where I met with band members Alex Irwin, Briar Burns, Cody Garwood, and Matt Hackett.
The viewing.
Alex Irwin.
I didn't expect it to be this huge. There's a lot going on.
It's really cool. It's got a lot of flow to it.
Cody Garwood.
But then it's got a lot of sharp lines.
Briar Burns.
All the colors blend well together.
Matt Hackett.
Like maybe one way he was going this way with a certain color and then going the other way with a certain color. You can kind of see rhythm to it, but yeah, this is going to be fun trying to think of something to go along with this musically.
But then there's also, it's all... All the bright colors are kind of overlapped by the...
I kind of have this thought of...
Not necessarily darker colors, but like just the cool colors.
When you get closer, you can just see how...
I don't know, I can feel that swing.
Now from far back, I guess, seeing this like kind of jungle or like some sort of deep...
Heavy, heavy piece.
I mean, there's a lot of black to it, but a lot of the like grayish blue...
Forestry or something where things are hidden and you have to kind of...
Reds and yellow, a lot of yellow, which is...
And all the weird flats and sharps.
Very contrasting.
You just see it. If you kind of just look at it very vaguely, you see just deep,
it's awesome.
Thick. You use your mind like in different ways and try to like see not what you want, but to see different things, see things how you don't normally see them.
The composition.
A few weeks later, I met Ghost Cat at the Sioux City Conservatory of Music, where they all teach. They had set up in a small room. Guitarist Justin Yap had joined the band. Things got loud.
It's in all ways.
The summation.
A few minutes after the performance, the room came back into focus for me, and I asked the band about their experience composing a piece of music in response to Mural.
We're not necessarily a jazz band, but
Matt Hackett.
That improvising, just the freedom at the beginning, it's kind of like free jazz, you know?
Yeah.
I never know what note I'm going to play or what key I'm going to play in. It was just
kind of organized chaos, I guess. I don't know.
Alex Irwin.
The idea is literally like finding our selves, not literally just in the playing, I think. Well, that's what I think of it. Like if you could interpret it in some sort of deeper way, I guess, like just kind of searching for what we're trying to do and see the vision on canvas or on, you know, wherever. And that was the whole thought behind that, just that, and then eventually like, oh, we found each other somewhere right here, you know, we're searching for something, and we got Ghost Cat.
With that,
Briar Burns,
the breaking and then the coming together, it's kind of like when you look at the piece, like the more you look at it, you think you start to understand what's going on, and then you look at it some more, and then you're like, wait a minute, I'm seeing other things now, like what's going on. And so like with the breaking and the coming together, like it's that same idea of I kind of get it, and then like, wait, there's more to it, you know, there's more to look at all the time. And so again with the jazz too, just yeah. Keeps going.
Cody well, Garwood.
As far as like the different sections in the songs, like there's some parts that are more upbeat, like rockish, and then there's some funkier parts and stuff like that. Just the brush strokes that he used in the painting, like some of it's kind of smooth with a hook at the end, and then like a lot of it's just, it looks like he's just slashing at the canvas. So I don't know, there's a lot of different emotion in the way that he used his brush strokes, so we tried to portray that in the different sections in the song.
Like, I've never played music like this, honestly, where I'm just kind of making noise. So like
Justin Yap.
That noise just kind of creates this art, I guess. And then that was the fun part about making this song, was just being able to just do whatever, and then all of a sudden it comes into place again, and then it just kind of breaks apart again, and then it just comes back into place, and then we just kind of ended off like really, really big.
For FM 90, I'm Mark Munger.